Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, welcome to another episode. Some of you may be tuned in and wondering, okay, what is she going to talk about? Is she going to talk about Agile? Is she going to talk about careers in corporate America? Or is she going to talk about small businesses and being an entrepreneur? Well, how about if I just merge all of those together? Because that's the world I'm in right now. That's the space I'm in where I've worked. Some of you know I've had a full career in corporate America over 30 years, especially in the IT space. Part of being in that IT space and volunteering and doing outreach to young people to encourage them to look at careers in IT led me to even broaden my message to promoting STEM and STEAM. And you all know, some of you may know that led to children's books that I wrote because trying to get to young minds. That then led to me actually and my husband and I opening a bookstore. So that's really what now squarely puts me in the world of being an entrepreneur in a small business. It started from the time I wrote the books, promoting the books and that type of thing. But now having a physical brick and mortar space, you know, what I find is that there's a lot of things that are very different from when you work in corporate America. And yet, at the same time, a lot of the things that I've been teaching and some might even say preaching in corporate America apply to the entrepreneur space. But there are differences too. And I, you know, I'm excited because I've lived in both worlds and have thrived successfully in corporate America. And yet I feel like the things, not just thrive, but teaching in that space, I feel like I'm in a position where I can carry messages and be part of the bridge between the thinking and the mindset that corporate America is so very different than owning your own business. Quite honestly, the things that I learned in corporate America was like my graduate study. But a lot of you know that I'm very much one of those people that learns by doing. So this wasn't something that for me just comes from a textbook, but just having experience and being someone that has always observed processes and paradigms and methodologies. So that my whole time in corporate America, I've been studying. Studying different businesses, big and small. I worked for a very small woman-owned training company for many years. In addition to my corporate job, but during that time, I was watching how that small business was organized and run very successfully, I might add, and gave other people opportunities by employing them as independent contractors, which made us start our own businesses. And if I, truth be told, my first business actually was in that training arena. The first parts of Technology Espresso was so that I could do corp-to-corp contracts with the training company. So the bookstore itself is not my first business. I've long had a small business. But it definitely has changed things because now I have a retail establishment in the bookstore. So that's even, you know, another paradigm and mindset that I'm learning. And thankfully, the bookstore is situated in a what's known as the Galleria. And within the Galleria are specialty shops. And a lot of you know that I love promoting and bragging about these specialty shops. Some of them have been in business for 23 and 15 years. And so when I see a small business that, and knowing the different ups and downs that they had to go through, and most recently going through COVID and still being successful, still standing, so to speak, because there were a lot of companies that have folded because and during COVID, even big box stores. So for a small business to make it through it, I definitely feel like there's things that I have to learn from them. And so that's the most important thing. And the one thing that I want to really underscore about what I'm saying here is that people who feel like their calling and passion is being an entrepreneur, don't shut off that you can learn things from people in corporate America. You should make sure that you have a good balance of people in corporate America, understand what they're experiencing, and figure out what you can apply, and vice versa. People in corporate America, don't dismiss that what entrepreneurs, their mindset, their survival tactics can't be applied even in corporate America. And I've even seen where some both companies are getting smarter, and even some entrepreneurs are getting smarter, and the entrepreneurs are seeking out corporate mentors. You don't just have to seek out another entrepreneur, because in some cases the entrepreneur is trying to figure it out just like you are, and any bump in the road, they might be, off their game and find themselves, as one of my friends likes to say, on the struggle bus right along with you. On the other hand, when you're in corporate America, it wouldn't hurt to have and to befriend and to listen and to understand and even to maybe work in the entrepreneur space, volunteer and work in the entrepreneur space to understand day to day how with very little resources, they have to be super creative and have to be cross-functional. And if you guys notice, this then kind of bridges into some of my agile vocabulary. And you'll see more and more if you look for it, because sometimes you don't realize things are out there and that these ideals and thoughts are already being circulated until you know to go look for them. And in particularly, Agile for Entrepreneurs is a space that is growing, where people are taking some of the agile practices that took off in corporate America, especially in the IT technical space over the last 20 years. Now it's really getting, it's getting more and more attention and traction in the entrepreneur space. And the whole thing about agile, like the name implies, agility, being flexible, being able to pivot. That is the common denominator, whether you're in corporate America or whether you're a small business, for the fact that our world is moving so fast. It's changing so fast. The markets are changing so fast. Unpredictable and unprecedented things are occurring. I dare say we are still learning ripple effects from COVID, because we are never going to go back to the way we were. Whole industries have been completely redefined. We're even looking now how it came up about movie theaters. Movie theaters, if you pre-COVID, that was the go-to spot for, young people, for adults, for couples, that was the date spot. The trend was to go to the theaters that were the bistros. So you ate, you had your dinner and a movie all in one. Everybody had gotten comfortable with it. It was part of my husband and I, that was part of our regular rotation. Now we drive by these abandoned theaters and we were saying to ourselves, they're not coming back. People during COVID started streaming from home. And at that point, it was out of necessity. But now it's become the new norm. So why would I go to the theater? Why would I pay astronomical prices for popcorn and, a half full box of candy or whatever the case may be? Or if it's a bistro, overpriced drinks, all of those things. Now, people are second guessing it, and when in doubt, just stay home and stream. So with all that said, that also has an impact on the movie industry, and the type of movies and how they release movies has totally changed. So never say never, never think that your industry is exempt from what could happen. Because in this industry alone, let's back it up a little bit further. When I was in high school, I would probably say, where this huge company called Blockbusters, there was one on every corner. You had your membership, you'd go there, you'd buy your videos, you'd bring them home and watch them. That's how all the latest release, especially if you didn't want to go to the movie theater. Most of the people who are listening to this who, are 30 and under have never seen a Blockbuster, maybe rumors or, that type of thing. But that was just that was a pillar. And when you go back a little bit further, so these things change, and these things change fast and sudden and without warning. Now, ideally, smaller companies, small businesses can pivot a lot faster than bigger companies, especially big companies that are set in their ways. And you've got all these tiers and hierarchies and people at the top that have been in the business for, 30, 40 years because of their seniority, not willing to change as quickly as smaller businesses. But on each side, there's challenges, because when you're a smaller business, you could pivot like crazy, but you're limited on your resources. So either you could pivot yourself just spinning around in circles trying to go after each and every new trend. And not every trend is going to pan out to be financially successful or have a good return on your investment. So you have to be very prudent. That's where it comes in, just like what we teach and preach with Agile with big companies, is understanding what's the value and going after high value things, not just pivoting and changing and flexing, at every opportunity. And so understanding value management, business value, understanding your KPIs, measuring, having a dashboard, having your OKRs. These are terms that you'll find in my Agile series that if you just have to go back in the archives. I'm not selling anything. I'm just telling you what's already in the archives. And so if you've always thought, well, understanding Agile process improvement, continuous improvement, Six Sigma, all the stuff that I talk about from a corporate perspective and that I teach, and that I'm brought in to consult with major corporations, it does have some value. So even though this latest series, I'm speaking to both small businesses, I'm not going to necessarily abandon my conversations and my references to Agile and or to corporate, because I believe that I can provide a voice and direction and guidance that applies on both sides. And that's a unique position that I'm in. And in speaking to the big businesses is that for different reasons, oftentimes big businesses think, oh, we can't move too fast. We've got to move slow. We really got to think out this process. Agile brought to the table incremental. Let's incrementally, iteratively, those are other keywords, let's try new things sooner versus later, and then build upon them. I still see a lot of organizations that feels like we've got to have it fully vetted, fully documented, all the requirements, know everything, know our whole spin. And it's just a false sense of security, because you can write it down, you can put it in a document, and you can get everybody to sign off on it, but that doesn't make it so. There's going to be new information, there's going to be new outside forces that may make your decision-making process obsolete, not just within a year, but within months, because again, our world, it's almost like it keeps spinning faster and faster. That's what IT, that's what STEM has done to our world. Things can be created and brought to market so fast. So some of the big businesses, big corporations, older corporations are getting it that your competition isn't necessarily the other big name. Even when I look at some of the paradigm shifts between Target's one of them. Target at one time may have thought their only competition was Walmart, so to speak. But the reality is that people were leaving big box stores to go to the smaller specialty stores, the mom and pop. Especially, let's say, for example, when they didn't see representation for minorities, but now what I see is I've seen both Target and Macy's setting up stores within their stores, sections within their stores that highlights small and local businesses, that highlights minority or women-owned, locally run. So that's the way that to kind of make sure to salvage people from leaving them to go to the small businesses, because people had access to Etsy and Shopify and the, you know, all of the internet and to Amazon, and they started seeing other type of local artists and small businesses and wanting to support them. So instead of Macy's and Target fighting that, they found a way to embrace it and be a part of promoting small and local and minority businesses. So this is that's an example of that kind of creative, out-of-the-box thinking. So I say all that to say that, and I said it earlier in the podcast, small businesses, make sure you diversify who your mentors and coaches are. And corporations, don't sleep on being coached by a small business. They sometimes have their pulse on what's next and what's happening and what's needed, even more so than the big name, you know, consultants even. So keep that in mind. And let's talk again soon. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.